Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Tonight we present two plays, Nighthawks and In the Bushes. First, Nighthawks, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by John Welsh. It's New Year's Eve, 1972, and a bartender and a customer are at the bar talking.
I don't know why we're there.
Vietnam. Gotta stop communism before it gets here.
Manhattan?
Sure. No telling what they'd do. Am I right?
Chase the hookers out of Times Square.
Yeah, they got a right to work same as anybody.
What do you do, friend?
Banking. Mortgage-backed securities. Heard of them?
Nah. The bar business is strictly cash and carry.
You will. It's the next gold rush, my friend. Why do people come to a bar all alone on New Year's Eve?
Same as you. To meet somebody. To get lucky, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not hanging around this joint all night. No offense. I don't need luck. I got my whole life planned.
Jakey!
Just an old-fashioned love song.
Coming down in three-part harmony. Get over here. Sit down next to my new friend.
What's your name, friend?
Mike. Just Mike.
Jake, sit down next to Just Mike.
No, I gotta go. Remember what I said, though. Next gold rush.
I'll keep that in mind. See you around, Mike.
Yeah.
What's his hurry?
I don't know. Just like everybody lately. Hey, look over your shoulder. This night's looking up.
Yeah. Pretty.
How are you doing?
Mezzo.
How was your Christmas? I'm sorry. Forgive me. That was a stupid question.
I'm okay. Really.
I should know better than to put my foot in my mouth like that.
You don't have to apologize.
I didn't know her well, though I could see how happy you two were the few times you came in together.
Yeah.
I'm doing it again.
Stop. You don't have to. I like remembering.
Okay. Thanks. Say, you're drinking on my tab tonight. What can I get you?
Look at you.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Really? Do you?
Maggie, I love it.
Brindle's basement. Half off.
Shut up. You didn't.
I did.
Cat, you always have luck.
My God, Sarah, I have no money.
You don't have to tell me. Not with what Dillinger pays us.
Sarah, I really want out of the secretarial pool.
I hear ya.
He promised me a chance for advancement.
Yeah, right. The only kind of advancement I got was his hand advancing up my skirt.
Me too, babe.
Really?
Yeah, I'd like to clock him one.
Guys are nicer back home.
Great neck ain't Manhattan.
Yeah. At least there's a chance to do something different here.
Something like get lucky tonight?
Maggie!
What? It's New Year's Eve, for heaven's sake.
You sound like my taxi driver.
Huh?
The taxi I took over here. He says to me, and I didn't even want to talk to him, he says, "You want to get lucky?" Just like that. Each word pronounced very precisely. You want to get lucky?
Maybe he just wanted to invite you to a potluck and he couldn't find the words.
What do you take me for?
You're no fool.
I know that.
Come on, what are we standing around for? Guys are starting to look at us like we're a couple of hookers.
Stop already.
Come on, honey. Let's go to the bar. Let me buy you a drink.
Maggie, you are something else tonight.
Hey, when the clock strikes midnight, it'll be 1972. Let's start something new. It's time we get with the times.
My God, babe. Stop. You're such a kidder. I thought you were serious for a sec.
I'm serious about getting a drink. With what I saved on this dress, I got plenty of mad money.
God, you do look good.
Now you stop it.
Look, there's two stools at the end of the bar.
Jim, turn up the TV, will you?
Oh, sure. Imagine that, huh? Jumping out of a goddamn plane?
With $200,000?
Takes balls. Guy must be crazy, though, huh?
I don't know. I kind of admire him.
No. Nah, come on.
I do.
Why? Guy jumped out of a plane. He's probably dead.
What if he isn't? What if he's alive?
Then he gets caught. I hope he does.
Why? The guy has courage, smart, pull off a big heist to set himself up for life. How can you not applaud that?
I work, Jakey. That's why.
Ah, you gotta dream big.
I dream about girls. You should dream about girls.
Don't tell me what to dream about.
I'm just trying to...
I know what you're trying to do.
I'm sorry.
I came in here singing, didn't I? I'm doing the best I can, Jim.
I know. I'm just trying to take your mind off things. That's what I'm here to do.
I gotta make a big move somehow. Shake things up.
Stay out of airplanes.
I could never do what he did. Maybe there's something though. Huh?
Tell you what. I'm going to comp the next round of drinks for those girls at the end of the bar and say they're on you.
Me? Them? No, you're gonna lose your ass on that deal.
It's a round of drinks.
Me. Now them.
It's my bar. I'm flush.
Are you? Sorry, none of my business.
Right you are. This is my business.
Now who's getting touchy?
I might be that D.B. Cooper guy. I might have 200 grand stashed.
Well, loudmouth, you better cut me in for half.
Sorry, too late. I gave it all to that banker and told him to invest in all the mortgage-backed securities.
Right. Screw you. Screw me for thinking you're a friend of mine.
You're something, Jakey.
I am. I am indeed. Pass me a smoke.
Machine's in the back.
Come on.
No. You get on me for buying drinks, you go buy your own cigarettes.
Just one. Come on.
I got a drink order to take.
Fine. I'm not going to smoke then.
Call for Philip Morris. Ladies, this round is on the gentleman. Apparently he stepped away for a few moments. When Mr. Cooper returns, I'll inform him that I delivered your beverages.
Please thank Mr. Cooper for us.
Sure thing. Hun, those Collins go to booth 3.
They wanted those in an up glass.
No! No, I don't do that. Collins on the rocks, only on the rocks. Sorry, gotta go.
I don't envy him. I couldn't tend bar.
Please thank Mr. Cooper for us.
What?
You can turn on the charm when you want to.
Sure. Why not?
No, I like it. Where'd he go anyway, that Mr. Cooper?
The place is starting to fill with suits.
We lost him in a sea of gray flannel.
You're so funny.
It's the cocktails.
No, you're funny. You're a funny gal.
Okay, I can take a compliment.
No, really, Maggie. I think I'd lose my mind at work if it weren't for you.
You're going to make me blush.
I don't know. Sometimes I just get frustrated at work.
Yeah, at work.
Don't you?
Oh, yeah. I get frustrated all right.
You look like $1 million.
Brindle's basement.
No way should you be a typist.
Stop. You're killing my alcohol brain.
I'm sorry.
Honey, please, just stop. To our future. No, say it like you mean it.
I do.
Say it with me. Raise your glass.
To our future.
1972 is going to be so much better than 1971.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
You sound like Nixon or somebody.
Oh, I do not sound like Nixon.
Oh, yes, you do. You shouldn't have ordered Long Islands. They always go to my head.
Movie stars drink Long Islands.
Are we movie stars?
Anything. We're anything we want to be.
Maggie, I want to be a movie star.
I want you to be a movie star.
Do you? Really?
Yes, I really do.
What do you want, Maggie?
Where's Mr. Cooper?
I knew it. You're naughty.
You've come a long way, baby.
Excuse me?
The slogan. I'm in advertising, so I notice.
Mr. Cooper?
Excuse me?
Didn't you just buy me and my friend Sarah a round?
I did? Oh, I did, yeah.
Thank you. We were wondering where you'd gone.
I have a habit of disappearing. Lately, I never used to do that.
Ah, well.
I can't seem to account for myself anymore.
I know what you mean. I think.
Well, that's nice of you to say.
Really, though. Want one?
Zippo, nice.
I found it in the street. Want one?
No, thanks.
Weren't you about to buy a pack? I'm happy to share.
I was back here staring at the machine.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay. I'm not sure who I am anymore.
Oh, okay.
Am I a smoker or not?
I gotcha.
I used to be married, now I'm not. I used to think I made a good living, now everything's so expensive. Feels like, anyway.
Hey, Mr. Cooper, can I buy you a drink? Return the favor.
That's not even my real name. Tomasino. John Tomasino. Friends call me Jake.
Pleased to meet you, Jake. I'm Margaret. Friends call me Maggie.
Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you. Sorry, you probably get that a lot, huh?
Lately. I like it, though. Nobody ever wrote me a song before.
Oh, he wrote it for you.
Of course. I'm a movie star.
Really?
Come on back to the bar. Let me tell you all about it. Though, wait, I probably shouldn't.
Ah, you're married. I get it.
No, see? No ring. It's just, I don't know what goes on in my head.
You're very pretty.
It's not the outside. It's the inside. It's inside. My parents sent me to a shrink to correct inappropriate feelings. I was in high school.
Psychiatrist. For a kid?
Just a kid.
I'm sorry, they...
Electroshock. They called it therapy.
What?
You look like a smart man. You never heard of it?
I have. It's just...
You're sorry.
I don't know what else to say. I thought we were getting along.
We are getting along. Jake, I didn't mean to be a black cloud.
No, no. It just not what I was expecting to hear.
From some girl you just met in a bar on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, kind of like that.
It was a long time ago, Jake.
You're okay now?
Oh, no. I'm not okay.
You're funny, Maggie.
In more ways than you know.
I'd like to get to know you.
Ah, you're sweet. It's not you.
But you're not married.
There's someone.
Just my luck.
Let's drink. I want a drink, Jake, and I'm going to buy you one, too.
Maggie, wait.
Come on, Jake.
Mr. Tomasino.
Oh, Mr. Dillinger. Sorry, it took me a moment. I'm not used to seeing you outside the office.
My office, yes. Wasn't that Mrs. Symington you were speaking with?
Maggie? I'm afraid I didn't ask her last name.
She's got a great ass. That's all that matters.
No, that's not all. Listen, I never got around to asking.
No explanations needed, kid. I've been trying to get her in the sack for a while.
A while?
Since the first time she took dictation for me.
But you're married.
So? What of it?
Would have never done that to my wife.
Whoa, let's not make a federal case, okay?
Sure, it's not really none of my business.
No harm, no foul. Say, my wife's bound to be somewhere nearby, so why don't we pretend this conversation never happened?
Sure, fine by me.
Say, you running a tab? You tell the bartender I'm covering it.
Everyone wants to comp my drinks tonight.
Why not? New Year's Eve. I'm feeling generous.
Thanks anyway. Like I said, I'm already covered.
Oh, it's like that, huh?
No offense.
You're no choir boy. What, slipped your ring in your pocket? Left the wife at home?
My wife is dead.
What? You said...
I said I never would have. past conditional tense, Mr. Dillinger.
Hey, I had a couple pops before I got here. I didn't mean anything by it.
Mark, who's your friend?
Honey, this is Mr. Tomasino. John, right?
That's right.
John's with the agency that handles our print advertising. He's the best, this kid.
Oh, I'm so happy to meet you. Won't you join us? I think we reserved a table, didn't we, dear?
Hun, young people, they're doing their own thing.
Oh, John, say you'll join us.
He's right, Mrs. Dillinger. I'm with people.
You be sure to knock on my door next time you're in for a pitch conference. I want to take you to lunch.
Happy New Year, John.
Thank you. To you both as well.
Built my house from barley rice, green pepper walls, and walls.
Did you find him?
Uh-huh.
And?
I don't know.
Did you thank him for our drinks?
Yeah, I did.
Maggie?
What?
Where is Mr. Cooper?
That's not even his real name.
What?
Jake.
Jake Cooper?
Mr. Cooper doesn't exist.
Maggie, where is he?
I don't know, Sarah. Why is that suddenly so important?
I don't know. I'd ask if you stepped out for some fresh air.
I guess that wouldn't make any sense, would it?
No, not much.
I gave in.
Do you mind if I...
Where are my manners?
No, just a puff, if you don't mind.
You're Maggie's friend, Sarah?
Yeah, I wanted to thank you for the drink. That smoke went straight to my head.
Just toss it in the street.
You really don't smoke, do you?
No, I mean, I did. Emily got me to quit.
Emily?
My wife. I was married once.
Oh, have you been divorced a while?
I'm not divorced.
Oh, maybe I should... It's getting kind of late.
She's dead. Sarah?
Yes?
She's been gone a while.
Still hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does.
Maybe you'd like to come back inside, join the party? Noise and all, you know.
Have some fun, take my mind off things.
Sure, why not, huh?
I don't know if I can do that.
I like you, Jake.
You just met me, Sarah.
I can still like you, can't I?
Well, of course you can.
Of course I can. Won't you please come inside?
No, I'm really better out here.
It's almost midnight.
I know.
My friend, I have to... She's still sitting at the bar.
I know, I'm okay, really.
Don't you go anywhere, Jake, Mr. Cooper, whoever you are.
Okay.
I mean it now.
Okay.
What did she tell you?
I don't know. I wasn't really listening.
You don't listen.
I don't listen. I'm not the listening type.
It's okay.
No, not really.
Maggie?
Sarah?
You okay? I was only gone.
It's Dillinger.
You can't pull anything outside the office. He wouldn't dare.
It's New Year's Eve. I deserve a kiss.
No, you don't. You leave her alone.
You can't talk to me like that.
Oh, yes, I can.
Sarah, he's not going to do anything.
You don't know what he does.
What the hell's wrong with you? What the hell's wrong with both of you?
Ah.
She's my friend, Mr. Dillinger. What could possibly be wrong with that?
Jesus, I don't understand women. Not anymore.
Hey, word to the wise. Start listening.
Screw you. Where's my wife?
You okay?
I'm okay.
Really?
Yes, really. I promise.
I love you, Maggie.
I know you do.
I really do.
I know. Sarah, I love you too.
Never let anything happen to you.
I know that.
It's almost midnight. I left him outside.
I'm okay, honey. Just go.
I'll be back. Don't you take your eyes off her. Don't you dare.
I promise. I won't even blink.
Okay. Okay. Go. Go. Don't leave him waiting.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. His eyes know the darkness. Fill my soul. In my soul.
I love that song.
Glad you came back out.
I almost didn't.
You can go back in. I'm okay.
Why is everybody okay when they're really not okay?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's not funny. Stop laughing.
Okay. Sorry. I like you too, Sarah.
Well. Damn. Really?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Sarah, I talked to Maggie a while.
Mm-hmm. I know.
She told me about her parents, what they did.
Yeah. It made her quiet. Her parents didn't understand feelings. That's all it was. I fought for her. Got crazy to bring her crazy back. Little by little, I got her back.
You're a good friend.
I'm her angel. And she's mine.
I understand. I think I understand.
Do you?
I think so. I don't know. I don't understand my own life, much less anybody else's.
I told you, I like you. You understand that?
I do.
Good. Good to know.
It's almost midnight.
It's all almost midnight.
We should go inside.
Really? Don't you want to stay out here under the streetlights? They glow.
No, let's join the party.
Wait.
What?
Kiss me.
It's not midnight.
Just do it. That was nice.
Oh. Wow.
You all right?
Not sure. I can't feel my feet.
You've been out in the cold too long. Time to come in.
1 minute, everybody. Get ready to welcome 1972.
Come on, Jake. I think we can just make it.
Jakey!
Jimmy!
Maggie!
I can't see you. Stand on a table or something.
No, just stay where you are. I'm coming. Maggie, this is crazy.
A person could get crushed in here.
No, not that. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I can't make sense of the world.
You're smiling, Sarah. You're happy.
I want you to be happy, Maggie.
Let's not wish for everything at once.
Okay. Okay.
Ladies, count with us.
Sure.
Jake, you ready?
Let's go.
Hell yes. Everybody, let's count it down.
10, 9, 8, 7.
That was Joe Graceffo's Nighthawks, directed by John Welsh. The cast featured Chris Gomez, Jen Gomez, Kim Mobley, Linda Reagan, Don Singrani, Tazio Russo, and Jim Dowling. Our second play is In the Bushes, directed by Lily Dubois.
The year is 1959. Two sisters, Bridget, who's 11, and Nikki, who is 8, who normally don't get along too well, are in their backyard early one Saturday morning. Bridget is bouncing a softball against their house.
Bridget!
Go away.
But I gotta tell you something.
I don't want to hear it, Nikki.
It's really neato.
So tell me.
You know Ellen Scepter?
Yeah.
Her family got a TV.
So? Lots of people got TVs now.
Well, this one's color.
Yeah, I heard about those.
So it's Saturday.
I know it's Saturday.
But there's a lot of good shows on Saturday morning.
Okay. What of it?
Well, they have a big bush in front of their front room window. And last night, I went over and went behind their bush and watched TV through their window.
Yeah? What'd you see?
a really good show called Lassie, about a dog.
A show about a dog?
Yeah, a really pretty dog, a collie. She's really smart. She belongs to a boy named Timmy. And then the Walt Disney show is on. Then Jack Benny.
Jack Benny's on radio.
Well, now he's on TV. And it's really funny. So I thought me and you could go over, sneak into their bushes, and watch all the good Saturday morning shows. I heard there's a new show on Saturday, a cartoon show called Rough and Ready, about a cat and a dog, and another show about a rubber boy.
A rubber boy?
Yeah, he's made of rubber, or gum. His name is Gumby.
How'd you know all that?
Ellen Scepter told me.
Well, why don't you just go over to her house and watch TV?
Because she said we were poor, and her mom doesn't want poor kids to come over to their house, because we might have cooties.
Cooties?
That's what she told me her mom said. Maybe Ellen made that up.
We're not that poor. And they're not that rich.
Rich enough to have a color TV.
Okay, let's go over there and see what's so great about their TV.
Goody! Can you see the TV?
Yeah. And there's your friend Ellen laying on the floor watching.
Look at the clowns.
Yeah. Three of them.
And the pretty lady.
I thought you said it was a color TV.
Yeah, I guess they only have color on at night. Walt Disney was in color. It showed the magic mirror from Snow White. And Walt Disney was talking to it.
Okay. It says Super Circus, but it's over. Shucks.
Look at the dancing and the gnomes.
Yeah, like the snack bar commercial. At the movies.
This is really neat.
Yeah. Did you hear that? They said baseball is on at 1 o'clock. The Giants and the Dodgers on TV. Wow. We have to get a TV.
Oh, sure. Pop already said we couldn't afford it.
Maybe if he quit drinking beer. I have an idea. We can get our own TV.
Oh, sure. How? Collecting soda bottles?
No. We can swipe it. In the wagon? At night, when the scepters aren't home?
Bridget, we can't do that. And what would Mom and Pop say? Like they wouldn't notice it.
We can put it in the treehouse.
How would we get inside their house?
We can go around back and find a basement window unlocked. Or like I seen a bad guy do in a movie, tuck your hand up inside your coat sleeve and break a window, then open the latch.
Bridget, we can't do that.
What are you kids doing in the bushes?
We were just watching your TV.
Because we don't have one. Because our parents are poor.
Well, do you think your parents would let you have one if you got it yourselves?
Well, sure. But we don't have any money.
Not that much money. Are you going to have us put in reform school?
No. But we have our old black and white TV with rabbit ears. We were going to give it to Goodwill. But you kids can have it. If you think your parents would let you.
Golly, ma'am. That would be so great.
Do you have a wagon?
Yeah, we do.
Why don't you go get it? I'll load it for you. You're Ellen's friends, aren't you?
Sort of.
Then I'll come over and carry it to your house. I'll talk to your folks. Make sure it's okay.
I don't believe this.
No one's ever done anything like this for us before.
Well, now you know people can be nice, even if you were spying in the bushes. It's all right. Just remember to be nice to other people. It'll be worth it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Just in time to watch baseball.
You have been listening to In the Bushes, directed by Lily Dubois. The cast featured Sydney Ahern, Arwin Weichman, and Jessica Fletcher. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. I am your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.